Well, that just brings me to another question, is now that you guys have all been out to the test site at least once, I'm wondering what, if you recall, what your first thoughts or first impressions were when you were got out there, what you were thinking about.
Something that stands out really strongly in my memory is... Okay.
This is Chelsea talking.
Yeah.
Clarify.
When I went on the immersion trip 2 years ago, we went out to the test site on the last day for a vigil, and we gathered sort of off the side of the road and did something called the mirror walk, which is where we paired up, and I closed my eyes, and my partner gently led me to walk, you know, through the rocky landscape, and then stopped and said, "Chelsea, open your eyes and look in the mirror." And I did, and I was in front, right, standing right in front of this most amazingly beautiful bush. And just being exposed to the beauty, the subtle but just profound beauty of that landscape really stuck out to me, especially because of what I had learned about 1951 and the opening of the test site. And there are government documents that say, you know, Nevada, just desolate landscape, good for nothing but disposing of your used razor blades. Like,
right, yeah.
And coming from California, like, I wasn't expecting to be blown away by the richness of the desert. But it became definitely a home for me.
Yeah. Wow.
This is Amy. I would say very similar experience. Like I said, the first time I went out there was for a part of the Peace Walk, so I had not done the whole walk, which is over 5 days, but just the last night. And it was this crazy thunderstorm in the middle of the desert, and woke up the next morning. It was just so beautiful and fresh, and the wind was so strong, and it was just really beautiful. And to be there and then to know that just a couple miles away there was this immense destruction going on, and that had been going on for so many years. And that image of the mother, or the earth as the mother, and knowing that for the last, since 1962, we've been doing the bombing underground, and like that image of, you know, in the womb kind of thing, I think is really striking, was striking to me at the beginning.
We drove up there, was that yesterday? Yesterday afternoon, and it was late afternoon, and so the sun was starting to set, and so I was just already so in awe. All week I've been in awe of the amazing beauty of the desert here, especially at Red Rocks Park, but all over the desert is just cool. Gorgeous. And so just was really, I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking at the same time as I looked out towards the gate and in towards the site, which I'd learned at the museum a few days before, was larger than the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I just thought about how, I was trying to picture that in my head, and I couldn't, how immense that would be, extending way far beyond what I could see. And I was thinking about something Chelsea had told me. She actually sent me a message when she was there over summer, saying, "I'm thinking of you and looking out at the stars at the most heavily bombed place on Earth." And so those are some of the things I was thinking about as I was remembering her comment about that, and just soaking in this immense beauty, and looking at this place that has been so incredibly destructed. And so those were some of my first thoughts as we arrived there.
Wow.
Yeah, I had sort of a similar thoughts, because the one time I went to the test site, or my first experience was, I took a Yucca Mountain tour, and obviously you get to go within the test site, and so primarily it was at Yucca Mountain, but they actually take you on top of Yucca Mountain on a road, and you stop, and the tour guides, you know, talk about the desert and Nevada test site and stuff. And you get, you're on top of the mountain, Yucca Mountain, and you see a, you know, 360 degree, you get to look all the way around. Wow. And it's incredibly beautiful. It's an amazing experience, but, and I was pissed off. I was angry because this is what they're doing to it. I mean, I was standing above Yucca Mountain where they're planning to bury the most deadly substance in the world, and I'm looking out at the test site where, you know, they have all these terrible weapons tests. So I was angry, I guess. That was my reaction.